Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
1 month after the bombings, I still can't stop thinking about what happened that day, and I know I'm not alone. I want to stress that I was among the very fortunate. When the bombs exploded, I was a few blocks away, right here, safe in the WBUR studios. I might as well have been on the other side of the world. I was also lucky because nobody who I know or love was hurt or injured in those blasts, even though, like all of us, I feel and care deeply for those who were killed, injured, who lost children, limbs, and their sense of security forever. But 1 month on, what strikes me is how the attack and the violent week that followed has left markers just about everywhere, and those markers make this city feel so much smaller. It's not only that this community came together like one big family responding to an assault that felt so personal to so many of us. It's that today it feels as though there are physical reminders along so many of my usual routes through this city. When I ride to work, my bike route takes me from East Somerville through Cambridge, Central Square, and over the Charles. Before the bombings, it was a pleasant enough ride, sometimes a bit of a battle with traffic, but nothing that made me think terribly hard, beyond the pleasure of breathing the morning air. Now it's different. I ride past a Somerville auto body shop, and I think that's where the father of Jahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev once worked. I head down Norfolk Street and think this is where the Tsarnaev brothers lived. I head across Memorial Drive, and when I look to the right, I see the Shell station and think, that's where that brave carjacking victim managed to escape and alert police, which began that final chase and bloody confrontation. My 16-year-old daughter and her mother live in Watertown, just a few blocks from the shootout that Sergeant McClellan just described. She heard the gunfire and then saw the heavily armed police searching her backyard and garage early that morning. When I drive her home, it only takes the sight of a street sign, Webster, Dexter, Laurel, or Franklin, to prompt a comment between us. That's where it happened. That's where Officer Donahue was almost killed. That's where they finally captured Jahar Tsarnaev. So the city feels smaller, woven together by a series of physical monuments to those days of chaos, fear, pain, and loss, as well as to the bravery and courage of so many. I'm not sure when or if my daily ride past all those monuments will stop reminding me of what happened that day. In many ways, I don't want it to, because I don't really want to forget. At the same time, as I rode this morning, I was struck by how normal the world seemed. Kids on their way to school, bubbling with enthusiasm rather than fear. Shops open for business rather than closed in a citywide lockdown. Cops directing traffic rather than chasing bombers. A cool spring day, dawning with hope and more evidence of a city's resilience.